Nolte, far-left CNN, HuffPost already rigging the primary against Joe Biden. By John Nolte on March 5, 2019. As of right now, former Vice President Joe Biden is not only leading the field for the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination by 10 points, he is earning an average of 29% support in a field of 12. In other words, nearly 1 in 3 Democrat primary voters support Biden. Nonetheless, despite Biden's steady level of support, the far-left CNN put together a focus group where not one person in the group supported Biden. This phony focus group consisted of exactly 6 people who were dragged out of bed to appear on CNN's failing morning show. And I use the word phony with confidence because a focus group is supposed to represent a cross-section of people. And if CNN had been at all interested in presenting a cross-section using 6 measly people, at least 2, according to the polls, would have expressed support for Biden. Instead, in what can only be described as a rigged focus group, all 6 said Biden should not run, which made for exactly the kind of headlines CNN wants to generate. His time is done, one said. Biden rally comes from the good old boy politics of the past, said another. Good old boy. Ouch. A third genius, even though wages are rising. Unemployment is historically low, and optimism is hitting record levels. Said, I don't think Joe Biden represents that new thing that we need a new economy. Yeah, a new economy, that's what we need. Joining CNN in the war to discourage this 77-year-old white male from jumping into the primary is HuffPost, which is not as rabidly far-left as CNN, but in the same ballpark. HuffPost's big, lead, banner story Tuesday is Joe Biden's primary problem, is, Joe Biden. The story is about 55,000 million words that boil down to. In more than 4 decades of public service, Biden has enthusiastically championed policies favored by financial elites, forging alliances with Wall Street and the political right to notch legislative victories that ran counter to the populist ideas that now animate his party. If he declares for the presidency, Biden will face a Democratic electorate that has moved on from his brand of politics. Which means the title of the piece is not accurate. Biden's problem is not Biden, Biden's problem is that he is not left-wing enough for HuffPost, for the craziest crazies in the Democrat base. The same is true of CNN. The problem is not that no one in that stupid focus group supports Biden. The problem is that CNN rigged the focus group so that no one would support Biden. Hey, there's no upside for me to defend Biden. He is probably the guy with the best chance of defeating President Trump in 2020. The state of the economy will matter most, though. The polls certainly say Biden has the best shot. But this is worth pointing out because it is yet another example of how corrupt, dishonest, and manipulative the establishment media are, how desperate they are to meddle in the Democrat primary. The very idea that CNN is getting away with calling 6 people a focus group. The American media is broken. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.